Welcome to the Aperture Podcast, Episode 2. So lately, I've been on the kick of using my iPhone and the Apple Lightning to SD card reader adapter to directly remove my RAW files to my camera from my camera to edit on my phone. And I really think this is helpful because I feel like there's just so much clutter that I have when I'm out trying to take photos and video and getting back. Half of it's on the phone, half of it's on my computer, some are on a GoPro. And I think the consolidation for me has been super helpful because it keeps it simple. I can pretty much edit full RAW photos and 4K videos on my iPhone 12 Pro. And I think it should be the way a lot of people decide to go because it's just an overflow of storage with photos sporadically placed on your phone and on hard drives and everywhere else. So I just wanted to get in, talk a little bit more about mobile editing. As for storage, I think a lot of us have determined a NAS-based system that is not tethered to a computer for storage purposes is a best-case scenario. Being able to download that, whether it's at home on your home network or if you're in the field and you have access to your storage on the go, it makes it much easier to have that consolidated area while using your mobile phone and being able to use the mobile phone to send your unedited RAW files to the cloud-based NAS. Because the real point of photography in the field, whether you're hiking or doing a session or anything, is to get it out there as fast as possible for people to see your work. And having that SD card adapter to plug right into your phone to get that RAW file off immediately is probably one of the best things you can do. You can share it instantaneously. You don't forget about it. You can edit it on the fly and zip it off to social media. I've really been considering switching straight to an iPad Pro. I mean, it doesn't have to be an app product. It could be the Surface Book or Surface Pro. But just having one less thing to worry about on the go, knowing that where we are today, that the editing interface on a touch-based system is pretty much on par with something you'd be using like on Lightroom on your desktop or your laptop. And that ability to make those same edits that you would on your computer, still having raw info being edited, and you're not editing some downgraded version of the photo, just makes it easier. I'd really like to hear from you all and see what kind of setups you guys have for mobile editing on the go when you want to get that stuff out as quickly as possible. So go ahead and like, subscribe, and send us out a comment and let us know what you think about mobile editing. And we will also have a follow-up podcast go into a little more detail as we see what everybody has liked about this one.